entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 U.S. Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
If you're looking to sell your gold, diamond, silver, or platinum, get top prices at Florida Gold and Loan. It's the only place to go. Looking for jewelry? Florida Gold and Loan has a large selection. Need your jewelry repaired, a ring sized, or cleaned? Then give Florida Gold and Loan a call, 727-738-2801. That's Florida Gold and Loan, 372 Patricia Avenue, Dunedin, 727-738-2801. And don't forget to check the BCC coupon book for valuable coupons. That's Florida Gold and Loan.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
You know, I was just saying, you know, talking with my friend Adam from the Red Rooster, if you can have the philosophy and really mean it, not just say it, because I'll mechanically say stuff that I know mechanically is correct, but not feel it. Right? Because I know that's what is you're supposed to do. Say if I'm quoting scripture, and I could say, for it's in giving, then it's better to give than to receive. Right? But sometimes I'll feel like uncomfortable giving. It doesn't happen too often. I'll give you an example. I got a sandwich, right? And I'm looking over at a homeless guy. And I'm being honest. I was really hungry, right? And I just got a roast beef sandwich. And I look over and I see the homeless guy. I'm thinking to myself, do I give this guy my sandwich? I'm hungry.
Did you give him the sandwich?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. But I'm trying to say, so sometimes I don't automatically juice stuff that is what I'm told to do, right? So here we have advertisers. I'm just listening to this now. That haven't advertised with us. Some have been out of business for 4 months. Some have been out of business for hasn't been in the book for 3 or 4 months, right? But is that okay? And the answer is yes. Not for the guy that's out of business, of course. Because the more you help people achieve their goals, right, the better shot you have at achieving your goals. Mm-hmm. It's called a paradox, right? Help others achieve their goals. So now we have a client that is getting free advertising from the radio, from Open and Get-Go. It's good, right? Because we're giving it away. And sometimes the best things that are given away freely, like say love, like from a child, or love from a family member or love from a friend. When it's freely given, then you freely get it back, right? Do it because it's just the right thing to do. Can you do the right thing just because it's right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the more you do things, like say you're overwhelmed, you're out there in the audience right now and you're overwhelmed, then I would say to you, how do you eat an elephant? Do you know? Well, do you know?
How do you
Let
eat
me
an
ask
elephant?
The lawyer. No. Do you know how to eat an elephant?
No. No.
One bite at a time.
Oh, yes, one bite at a time. I did hear that prior.
Right. They say a lawyer never asks a question they don't know the answer to. Right? Isn't that right? Like if you're in court, don't ask someone that's on the witness stand an answer. They might not want, they'll give you the wrong answer. So never ask a question you don't know the answer to. Is that true for a lawyer?
Not for this lawyer. I ask all the questions. I want to know all the answers.
There you go. So let's introduce. Well, I'm just going to let Adam do the introduction and stuff. But I just wanted to thank you guys for being here. Angel's been a real help to the company. And Adam is our ace in the hole, radio announcer, and takes over the show and does, you'll see, he does a great job. But I'd just like to quickly ask you what you do.
My name is Ananis Makar. I'm an immigration attorney.
Very good. And then, and what do you do?
My name is Charlene Miller, and I run the League of Nonprofits.
And then what do you do?
I'm the president and CEO of a company called Our Community First, and we're a resource director to help people that are in need.
Okay. So remind me, at 5:30, I have a few people I need to do when we do the traffic report. There are a few people I need to have sponsor it. So if you can remind me of that. And with further ado, here's Mr. Adam.
Hey, I don't know what you did here. Well, hello everyone.
Hello.
Hi, I'm glad to be back here. And we have our old friend here, Angel Santiago. And we have two new guests, and it's Ananis Makar.
Yes,
with I said it right. And
Charlene
Miller. Okay. So Charlene, why don't you go first?
Sure.
And tell us about what you do and how we can help.
Okay, great. So I run the League of Nonprofits, and what that is a group of nonprofits that meet monthly.
Okay.
We meet the second Wednesday of every month, and we alternate their different locations, so we're always at a new space.
Okay.
And we do this so that we meet in person for one, but also so that we can see where you operate. And then it's better to talk about you because we've been there.
Yeah.
And then we find out what's needed and wanted from the group, and then we help each other through the month.
So it moves around quite a bit.
It does, yes.
Okay, and how did this get started?
I started it in September 2021.
Okay.
So it's almost been 2 years. And so far we've had 48 different groups attend our meetings. And it just started with, it was during COVID, obviously, but I felt that nonprofit organizations are what is going to bring the community back up.
Absolutely.
And so I felt that they needed support. And I figured, why don't we just help each other?
So there's a lot of networking going on.
Yes, there is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now, how would they get in touch with you, mm-hmm. Charlene?
We have a website. It's leagueofnp.org.
Okay.
And, of course, my phone number is 630-217-8080. And they can come to one of the meetings.
And the name, is there a certain name? What's the name of the group?
League of Nonprofits.
League of Nonprofits. Mm-hmm. And so the outcome's been, the turnout's been really good and good outcomes already. Have you seen outcomes from the networking?
Yes, I have.
And so tell us about that.
Yeah, so for instance, this week I went to St. Luke and they have a food pantry.
Okay.
And they're African Methodist Episcopal.
Okay.
And then today I did Homemakers of Hope, and they actually furnish people in need. So we did 3 homes today. So those are some of the things that we do.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it is.
So give your telephone number out and the mm-hmm. name of the organization and how they can get in touch with you.
Okay, it's 630-217-8080. Or you can go on our website. We also have grant writing. So you could, if you need help writing a grant, we have a grant mm-hmm. writer on the board. And you can find us on our website, leagueofnp.org.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. And we're going to go to our next guest, Ananis. And you tell us about what you do and what your organization is all about.
Yes, sir. So my name is Ananis Makar with Makar Law Firm. I am an immigration attorney, and I do everything from, you know, court removal proceedings to having your wife from a different country come here and getting different types of visas.
Okay. So tell us what's going on right now while you're here and what's going on. You were talking about the immigration law and all that right now and what's going on in the state of Florida.
Yes. So Senate Bill 1718 is the new law that's coming out that essentially all Floridians and everyone in the state of Florida is kind of, you know, going crazy about.
Okay.
July 1st, 2023, we have new laws that will be changing. Essentially, there are provisions for unauthorized aliens that have changed. So let's talk about it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So the first thing that's super important for employers is that they essentially, starting July 1st, 2023, anybody who has 25 or more employees in their business have to actually verify each new employee within 3 days with E-Verify.
Okay.
That wasn't prior law, especially to private employers, but now 25 or more, each individual has to do so. If you do not, which is the most important part that employers need to know, is essentially you can lose your license, your operating license. You can have it suspended. You will have civil penalties. We're unclear at this time if employers will be charged with any criminal penalties, but as of now, the way the bill reads, it's just civil penalties.
Okay.
The second thing is that driver's licenses. Other states issue undocumented individuals' driver's license, such as New York, Colorado, California.
The state of Florida?
The state of Florida does not.
Okay.
So if you are traveling from a different state where you are issued a driver's license, say from New York, there is a little section on the top of the New York driver's license that just says essentially that status, right? If you're traveling into the state of Florida, you will get a no valid driver's license charge because we're no longer going to recognize it, driver's license issued from other states to undocumented individuals.
That's fascinating. So we have a caller right now. So I'm gonna ask you to hold on to that, and we'll go back to and explain everything about what's going on.
Frank. Frank's from
on the line from Rita's.
They just had their grand opening not too long ago.
Okay. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Frank. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. So tell us, so what's going on?
Oh, we're excited. We're serving treats left and right here at Rita's Ice. We're in Palm Harbor.
Okay.
Just north of Tampa Road off US 19 behind Chick-fil-A.
Okay. So tell us, so are you having any specials this month or what's going on?
We always have specials. We are in the midst of planning our grand opening, but we have been open for about 14 days now.
Okay.
We have buy one, get one quart of custard. We have a number of different ice flavors where we can prepare quarts. And if you buy two quarts, you get one free. And then we have a number of different discounts for service members, for teachers.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. So again, you're at 32-88-36 Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. And
32836
Highway 19 North, Palm Harbor.
That's right.
And, behind. So it sounds like something great. I want to come. You're not far from where my shop is, Red Rooster, so that'll be great. We'll have to come in. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that are listening to that, especially in this hot weather right now. We really want to cool off. We'll go to Rita's.
That's right. And then, you know, Frank, the description, though, like, is important. Let's just say you don't have an address. But everybody knows where the Chick-fil-A is on US 19, right?
Everybody knows where it's at, yep.
Right, so then you would say behind the Chick-fil-A on US 19 in Palm Harbor, and there's the beautiful Rita's. And I was describing it to someone today, and here's how I described it. The best Italian ice of all time that you can drink with real fruit in it, right? Chunks of cherries, chunks of grapes, right? So you not only do you have the pureness of the flavor, but then you have the real product of real cherries, I say, in a cherry drink.
So it's not all synthetic.
Right? Is there
That's
a,
correct.
Can
it,
I ask
it
you
is.
A question? And I know you have a bias to it, but is there a better and I mean, this is going to sound so like self-serving, but is there a better product on the market than Rita's for when it comes to Italian ice?
Yeah, I'm going to say no, and it's pretty easily to distinguish between the Rita's product and some of the other ice products. We, as you described, use fresh fruit in all of our ices. You know, we have a Florida orange right now that is full of orange chunks, and it is really flavorful. It goes great with our cheesecake custard, or even with our vanilla custard. And the custard is something that is sometimes overlooked, but it's a great addition to the different ice flavors, and it makes a gelati.
Great.
Fantastic. And then again, why should someone go to Rita's, Frank?
Well, so we are serving a premium product at a reasonable price. If you look at any of the quick service restaurants in the area, we are 15-20% below their dessert prices, and we have a variety of combinations that we can make our treats from, and we are creating or making the ice daily, and so it's always fresh.
Well, that's great.
Okay, and then also, too, thank you for being on the show. And then later on, in about 8 minutes, you guys are the official sponsor of the traffic report.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay. Well, for those listening to the traffic report, as you're coming south on 19, approaching Tampa Road, just make a quick right at the Chick-fil-A, and we're right there.
No,
there you go.
Exactly where you are.
Thank you, Frank. You're the best,
you,
by the way, and you got the greatest product, and plus you have a lot of integrity. And not only is the product have integrity, but so do you, Frank.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you.
All right, then. Well, that was nice, Frank. Then I want to go there after this. I'm going to make sure that I go there right after this. So we were talking with
Annalise. It's my mom's
fault. I'll get it. So I was talking. So tell us again before the traffic report. What's going on? And you were just explaining about the licenses.
Yes. Yeah, so with the driver's licenses, again, just to recap, so I don't lose my train of thought here. essentially, the states that do issue driver's license to individuals just for the purposes of, you know, documenting them in the state of Florida will no longer recognize those treaties that we had with other states, and they have decided that, and there's too many people, the new bill has decided that as of July 1st, 2023, those are no longer valid. You'll have a no valid driver's license, which in the state of Florida charge is a misdemeanor.
So why is this all being done? Is this a politics, I'm sure?
I honestly, some of the laws are not new laws. So I know that it's scaring a lot of individuals to leave, a lot of, you know, immigrants to leave the state of Florida. But a lot of these laws are not new.
But they're being enforced now.
And how they're going to be enforced,
that's,
we have no idea.
We have no idea.
That's the... you know, icing on the cake, but it's essentially a political tactic.
It's definitely a political tactic to people in this, you know, they don't want anybody in the state. They want the people to leave.
They don't want undocumented individuals working.
Yes.
They don't want to give them driver's license and working without employment authorization. But what the downfall to this is the companies and corporations that have lost so many employees that now they feel a little bit helpless.
Yeah,
like farm workers, construction companies. You know, they even had some representatives, I believe, down in Miami, that Republican representatives that are feeling the brunt of this new law that's about to happen.
Absolutely. So what are you doing? What are people doing to kind of counteract this or get the message out or to prevent some of this from happening again or trying to change the laws? Or
exactly what we're doing here today, educating
the
community,
educating people.
Because you know, what I'm doing today, we don't get paid to do, but the one most important thing I believe in is education, you know. Mm-hmm. I believe that the more knowledge people have, the more powerful we are as a community, and I believe that by leaving the state of Florida, we're going to be essentially hurting the economy in the state of Florida, and there's better tactics to different things that we want to implement that is not what we're doing today.
Yeah, I mean, I have friends out of state, and they will not come to Florida. And that saddens me to hear that they feel that strongly about this. But this is all over the United States. A lot of people feel this way right now. And I'm sure it's not going to do anything for the state of Florida as far as, you know, commerce or helping it grow.
Tourism.
It's all affecting it.
We've already seen a downfall.
Yeah, but it's not only that, it's affecting people's lives. Well, and making people feel, making them fearful of what's going on. And we don't want that.
So,
not in the state of Florida.
Absolutely not.
I do not mean to interrupt you guys again, but we do have another caller. We have Joyce on the line, the Enchanted Baker.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Hello, Joyce. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
It's I'm Adam. Good. Yeah. So tell me about what's going on and what you're doing.
I do a whole lot of things. What would you like to know?
Well, tell me about your business.
Okay. I have two.
Okay.
But I guess you want to know about the baking business.
That's it.
Okay. Well, I guess we met at the Summer Splash that Four Chambers get together and put on.
Mm-hmm.
Up at Innisbrook every year. Well, it's not going to be there anymore because they're tearing it down.
Okay.
But yes, I made limoncello tiramisu. I made some cannolis and sprigatelle, and a carrot and chocolate cake.
Good. So do you have a mortar and brick building for your business?
Not yet.
Not yet. But are you working towards that?
Yes. Well, I will be working out of a up-and-coming bagel shop that will be on the corner of 19 and Tampa Road behind Chick-fil-A.
Okay, yeah. Tell us about that and how people can get in touch with you and the address and all that and the name of the business.
Well, that's not going to be for another month or so.
Oh, okay. So
but
it is
for now.
Really, yeah.
For now, I actually work out of my home.
Okay.
And I also work at the Palm Harbor Chamber of Commerce during the day.
Okay. So if people want to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
They can find me right online. On Facebook.
Okay.
I'm called The Enchanted Baker.
The Enchanted Baker.
Mm-hmm. And you can find me in Facebook.com/TheEnchantedBaker and the number 2.
The number's on there. Okay. Do you want to give the number or?
My phone number?
Well, for the business.
It's 727-741-5000.
Okay, great. It sounds like you. It sounds very good. And so.
I do a lot of Italian pastries, and
yeah,
it's, you know, special order.
Well, I'm from Rhode Island, so Rhode Island, there's tons of Italian, so most of the baker shops are Italian pastry, so I know all about that. But okay, so tell me the name of the place to get in touch with you on Facebook, the name of your, it's the Enchanted Bakery?
The Enchanted Baker.
Baker. Enchanted Baker. So that sounds mm-hmm. good, and well, it was lovely talking to you, and I wish you all the best, and I can't wait until you get your brick and mortar business going.
Me too.
Well, that's fantastic.
All right. And by the way,
yeah,
the reason so many people follow me is because I use unbleached and unbrominated flour.
Okay.
Because the brominating process plays havoc on your thyroid. And I use a lot of organic materials. You know, the vegetables and fruits that I use are all organic.
Well, that's very important, you know, because yes. I had a friend of mine, they went to Europe and they were having pasta and different foods and they did not get sick.
Exactly.
From it. And when they came back, I think because in America we have such processed food, it's just all this junk that we're eating and we're not even aware of it.
Garbage.
So I think we're going to a traffic report, but it was lovely talking with you.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to traffic.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Looking for a great haircut at a great price and a caring atmosphere? Then stop into Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. All haircuts are $10, and perms, cuts, and styles are only $45. Even a color cut and style is only $45. Please call June at 727-238-6007. That's 727-238-6007 for Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park.
All right, how you doing, folks? This is Sally with your BCC Coupon Book Traffic Report, brought to you by Reader's Italian Ices off US 19 in Clearwater. There is heavy traffic on 275 in Tampa. Part of that is due to an accident off Slay Avenue, so be careful going through that area. Traffic on 275 is backed up to State Route 60. You're clear going through 60, but you'll be hitting traffic once you get off 60 to get on 275. Just giving everybody the heads up for that now. Highway 19 in Clearwater looks clear up until about you hit Palm Harbor. Then we're going to get some of the rush hour traffic. Same thing with anybody traveling on Gulf to Bay coming off the beaches. You're going to get slight traffic there. Other than that, all major roadways here in Clearwater look good. And with your BCC Coupon Book Traffic Report, I'm Sally. Back to more of the BCC Radio Show.
Hi, this is Lizette LaForge of Beacon Windows. Are you tired of struggling with your sliders? Don't replace, refurbish. We keep you on track. Our business is on a roll. And I don't care what your problem is, I can get a handle on it. Not only do we make your sliders work nearly like new, but we also specialize in water intrusion when there's water sneaking underneath the track and maybe going to your neighbor below, or maybe you're being leaked on. So when you get a chance to give us a call, call us at 727-493-2644. Keep us in mind whenever your sliders are giving you any trouble. Beacon Windows, 727-493-2644 or www.sliderrepair.com. Don't replace, refurbish. Sliderrepair.com, 727-493-2644. Beacon Windows.
Purple Haze Tobacco and Accessories is your one-stop shop for Delta 8 THC products, with THC pre-rolls, THC gummies, moon rocks, disposables, cartridges, and much more. You'll find everything you're looking for. Contact Leo at 727-580-5858, 727-580-5880, and see their ad in the BCC coupon book. Carlos Cabrera is your trusted realtor. As a certified negotiation expert and a UA mortgage advocate, he specializes in short sales, foreclosures, and distressed property. With over 17 years of experience in Colorado, let Carlos help you save your home with foreclosure and short sale counseling. Give him a call at 720-212-7890. That's 720-212-7890. Carlos Cabrera, Coldwell Banker Realty in Palm Harbor.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Okay, we're back. And that traffic report was brought to you by Rita's. And that's at 32836 Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor, right behind Chick-fil-A. And they just opened up, and they have the wonderful, they have custards, they have ices. Go and see them. And you'll see Frank there, and I just can't wait to go myself. So I guess we're back.
Interview these two.
Okay, and then we're just going to wrap it up here, and then we'll go. Tell us again, Anise.
So I just had one question before we start, just to make sure everybody knows. I know there's a lot of business owners that are listening to this broadcast right now.
Absolutely.
And they have a lot of employees that might be going through some difficulties when it comes to identification, or perhaps someone who's not documented, who's been instrumental in keeping their business up and floating, right? Mm-hmm. So they're the backbone of a lot of these businesses that are out there. So my question is for the attorney here in the house, if I'm an employee or employer and I have employees that might not be documented, how can I be able to help my employees perhaps start the process of becoming legalized to, so that way they don't have to leave the state of Florida?
Well, they would definitely need to speak to an immigration attorney, know their rights, know what they qualify for, if they qualify for anything, and if not, then they also need to know that information as well.
Absolutely.
And it's very important for the employers, now that we did mention it, to know that when we were talking about E-Verify system, I know the question did come up, what is the E-Verify system? It's a federal-based website where any individual that you will be hiring, if you have 25 or more employees starting that day, you will go on the website, you will enter in their information and verify that they are documented, legally authorized to work. The problem with that, that employers should know as well, is that if the website is down, it is still your responsibility to register them within the 3 days, whether you take a picture of the
or
that you
have
attempted,
paperwork.
Some type of proof that you have attempted and done everything humanly possible to do it within the 3 days, or you will be fined.
Now, what if they do not have papers, if they do not have like a social security number or anything like that, and they can they register them as well?
If they registered them, if an employer knowingly hires an individual who's undocumented, they will have penalties for that.
They will have penalties
and
for that.
And if they have not verified the new employees, they will also be fined for that. And it's up to $1,000. Some of the penalties are up to $1,000 a day.
Okay. So tell how people can get in touch with you to get help.
Yes. So my website is the Makar Law Firm, themakarlawfirm.com. My name is Attorney Ananis Makar, and my phone number is 813-756-6600, 813-756-6600. I'm based out of Plant City, Florida.
Okay.
But it's federal law, so we can practice in any state.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. That
thank
was
you.
Really good. I'm so glad you came on. And do you want to sit here?
Can Charlene real quick just ask?
Yeah, absolutely. So, Charlene, tell me the name of your business and how people can reach you.
Yes. So, League of Nonprofits, you can reach me by 630-217-8080. And, of course, email is info@leagueofnp.org. Just a couple things that we were asking for. If anyone wanted to donate a car for a tax write-off,
okay.
We can actually receive the cars and get them fixed up, and then we would get the money for that.
And what's that number again?
My number is 630-217-8080.
Thank you so much,
yeah,
Charlene.
You're welcome.
And
we'll interview them, and then I'll be back.
Okay, fantastic. So you folks sit down, and we'll interview you. Okay. You can do that. So there's a lot of good information that has been brought up on the show. And, of course, we all were happy that Frank called up about Rita's. I can't wait to go there. So, okay, all right, you can do this. Good.
Thank you. It's so good, Adam. Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome.
All right, so let's make this thing happen. We got the young lady, the proofreader, in the house, and she says she wants to talk about something. What? Put the headset on, and then you sit there. What's your first name?
Diana.
Diana.
Yes.
I like that. My best friend's wife's name is Diana. And then your name is Bill.
It is, Bill.
And then you own a diabetic clinic.
I do.
And it's important to take care of yourself. I saw a thing with Jackie Robinson where he gave this thing at the game. And then, it was a documentary about, who was it? It was Reggie Jackson. So they were honoring Jackie Robinson. But then he gave this beautiful speech, and actually he ended up going blind from diabetes. Mm-hmm. And then 2 days later, he passed away from diabetes.
Wow.
That's how serious this is. I was a big Jackie Robinson fan, mm-hmm. For baseball, that he broke the color barrier and stuff, and it was a great thing for America and for baseball. Yeah, and that's how he ended up dying, was diabetes.
Yeah, diabetes is the number one cause of adult blindness today in the United States.
Wow. Yeah. So it's kind of a serious thing. And then you were saying that you don't have it. You look, and I'm not just blowing smoke at you. You really do look nice and healthy, and you really look like you take care of yourself.
I do.
Right, just your appearance.
Thank you.
And the glow in your face and all that. So how do you do that?
I actually have a nutritionist who practices a particular form of nutrition, and it's just kept me healthy.
Very good.
Any condition just vanishes.
Can you get rid of diabetes? Like, can you, if you eat right and exercise and do the right things, is there a program that can get diabetes away without the insulin?
No. Diabetes, unfortunately, is a progressive disease. It's with us for the rest of our life. But what we can do through treatments at our clinic is postpone any kind of issues people would have with diabetes. And we've actually seen some of the things like neuropathy disappear. I wish there was a cure for diabetes, but unfortunately there's not. And it's really unfortunate because about a third of the people in the United States are either diagnosed diabetics or are pre-diabetics. So it's really a pandemic kind of a disease.
Wow. Do you see the thing there where they cut the stomach for someone if they want to lose weight? And for some reason, it was on 60 Minutes. I'm just going to tell you what it said. That by cutting your stomach, you already know what I'm going to say, that it gets rid of diabetes.
It's impossible to get rid of diabetes.
I know, but have you heard that claim?
No. I've had people and know people that have had the gastric bypass.
See, you know the technical. I say cut the stomach.
Yeah.
You give the technical.
And typically what happens is that it works for a while and eventually they go back to where they were before.
Right, so you've heard of that then.
Sure.
Right, because I was shocked to hear that you can cure diabetes. But maybe I heard it that way, but it wasn't really what was said. Just if you cut your stomach. And what's it called?
Gastric bypass, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of things you can do to remove the indications of diabetes, you know. And typically the medical profession has said, you know, we will give you a diet, you need to exercise, and we'll give you some medication. But unfortunately, diabetes has grown 350% in the last 15 or 20 years. So that's not working. Long term, that's not working.
Why has it grown?
Because people don't do that. It's not something people can feel comfortable about doing every day.
Right.
So that's the problem. I mean, exercising every day sounds like a great thing to do, but, you know, everything, life gets in the way. So what we do is we have a procedure that's patented that has been approved by Medicare. All of our equipment is FDA approved. And we actually ingest insulin, infuse insulin into the body just like the pancreas does. See, all insulin is developed by the pancreas. It's a natural hormone the body produces. But what happens when people take insulin, they take 2 or 3 cc's and shoot it in their arm or their stomach, it takes forever for it to get to the rest of the body. So we micro-dose and biomimic the pancreas as it releases the insulin to the body. And we have seen people have instant energy, neuropathy, going away totally, retinopathy, which again is what causes the blindness. My doctor told me, he said, hey, you know, your eyesight's getting better. You were a 20/40, now you're 20/25. I don't have the neuropathy anymore. I don't have the numbness in my fingers anymore.
I think that's what, just I'm interrupting you, but I think that's beautiful for you to say that you are the problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now, like, when you're talking to me, what I'm hearing, I identify with you, because when I can tell you that I have a problem, and I can't say the big words like you do, neuropathy, you know, I would just say pain in my leg.
Correct.
But you know what I'm saying? But he's using all the biggies. But I know what it means, but sometimes being dumb is a good thing. But I identify with you versus comparing. Because when you're saying this to me, the pain in your leg, the numbness, the eyesight, I identify. And then I think by you being in charge of the diabetic clinic,
mm-hmm.
you can identify with people.
Certainly can.
And then now they can really take you seriously because you know what they're going through versus it never happening to you and you're just reading it from a book. You identify.
I identify and understand, too.
And understand.
you know, people eat carbs all day long, and what happens, sugar in the bloodstream is not good. It destroys vessels, organs, and so you have to take that sugar and put it into the cell so the cell can work. If you have food and energy in your cells, the cells are designed to repair, restore, and that's because your body will, in fact, heal itself. But as we grow older, our pancreas doesn't produce the insulin the way it should. We continue to eat the wrong things, and it just kind of goes downhill. So our people are getting instant energy because now their cells have food. And that's why people, you know, lose weight here, is because they, you know, the body's saying we need food, we need sugar, but it's not being put into the cells, so it stays into the bloodstream and creates havoc for the body.
Amazing. Do you know, I forget the famous lady, an anchor lady, but she did her story was the poison of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And she did a 2-hour show, like on a movie, of how the sugar companies have bought and paid for Congress, and that they get subsidies to hurt us, and how sugar is the number one poison in America.
We could talk about that at another time, but he's exactly right. I mean,
I'm just saying what the movie
said.
Big Pharma.
All those things, you know, they control what we see, what we eat, and unfortunately, people. They follow the
money
betrayal.
Too. The money also buys.
Right.
Do you know this, right? So a car that can get great gas mileage, or a Hummer, right? The one that gets 5 miles to the gallon.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Which one do you think the government gives a $10,000 tax break if you buy?
Hummer.
I have no idea.
The Hummer.
The Hummer, sure.
Right, the one that hurts America the most. If you buy this car that's going to destroy us and make us more dependent on oil and gas, you get a $10,000 tax break.
Biggest carbon footprint there is, right?
Right, and then now, you know, corn for the gasoline, mm-hmm. that actually it's worse for the environment to have corn put into the gasoline. And yet, the farmers get these subsidies for corn. And then what do you think happens to corn prices? Not only are we ruining the environment, in that the farmers get subsidies for supplying the corn for the gasoline, which is worse for the government. Then on top of that, what happens to food prices? Because corn now is less scarce. And you said you put your thumb in the air. Why are decisions made? And I'm not looking to be anti-government either. But why are decisions made, like with sugar and other stuff, that are against, or the Hummer, why are decisions made that hurt, and from a common sense standpoint, why are they getting subsidies?
You need to follow the money, unfortunately, and you'll have your answer.
Wow, that's it, right? Who was in that Watergate? Follow the money?
Yeah.
Do you know, with that, I'm going to go on, I'm going to go get off this, but just so I'm on this conspiracy theory, who do you think, and then verify this, you know the writers, Robert Redford and what's his name played it, where do you think 6 months ago they were working before they worked for the Washington Post?
I don't know.
Do you know? Now keep in mind, they were only working for the Washington Post like 6 to 8 months prior. Mm-hmm. They were new. They were working for the CIA.
Figures.
Right? And who was Deep Throat? An FBI agent. Anyhow, sometimes this is not why you got on the show, and I'm sorry we went this way. But to ask a question about diabetes, and then can you ask her some questions about what she does?
Yeah. What do you
tell us about why someone should take care of diabetes, and then you tell us what you do. You guys talk. I'll listen.
Okay. Well, first off, I just wanted to mention one thought that I've had as you've been talking, because I have a very straight, sane diet. I do not eat anything bad for my body.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, I'm healthy. Most people nowadays are sucked in by all the advertisements for all these yummy, ghastly foods. do you know? And they eat and they eat and they eat, and it makes them want to eat more and more and more, and it makes them sick. So anyway, that's what I had to say about that.
Well, you're right. Unfortunately, you're exactly right. And that's the problem with diabetes. That's why the average age of diabetics is going down. Younger people are getting diabetes. But you need to understand that diabetics sometimes are a result of genetics. I mean, if their parents had diabetes, it's very possible they could be a perfect eater and exercise, still have diabetes. Mm-hmm. But as a rule, diabetics don't have good diets, for sure. And it's hard to change that. So that's one of the things that we do at our diabetic clinic is give people an option, and that is you sit them in a nice chair for a couple of hours, and we infuse this, use insulin as a hormone, just like the body produces it. And, you know, and over a period of a couple of hours, the pancreas starts to react the way it used to. And, you know, you after a period of a few weeks, you know, you're coming into our clinic maybe once every 6 weeks, and you're off all those crazy, some of those medications, because you're right, metformin, you know, there's a whole new story about metformin. On the other
being drugs, terrible, though.
Yeah, well, you know.
Killing the pancreas, killing the kidneys. It's a lot of bad data on metformin.
There is. But yet, you know, doctors are still prescribing it.
I just really want to say something real quick. Keith's cleaning service. Where'd that come from? But this guy, he owns a cleaning service. It's called Keith's Cleaning Service. And when I was talking to him, I asked him, like, what were the things that he wanted to get across? And he was talking like integrity, being tenacious, being responsible. And it was just all the things that he was talking about. I thought I was talking to a motivational speaker. But he has such great integrity. And it's called Keith's Cleaning Service. And I wish I had the phone number in front of me. I don't, but you can Google it. I just had a new client sign up today. And I'm telling you, this guy was just, you know, power of the spoken word, he's got it, right? But be about it, don't talk about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do what you say. And this is one of the guys that really inspired me from his words about, you know, to have ethics. Mm-hmm. Right? To have integrity. Like, that was his mission. Not to, you would think, to make money, but he really wants to take care of people. And it's Keith's Cleaning Service. Just want to get that out there. Okay.
I think sincere enthusiasm is probably the strongest sales technique that you can have, because people can feel you. They understand. They can say, I can trust that person. That person's looking out for me, not just themselves. So that's very important. I agree.
Right. And I think the key word is to care.
Yeah.
People absolutely can sense it, right?
Sure.
When you have other people's best interest, right? And it sounds silly, but the more you help others achieve their goals, then you achieve yours.
Sure.
And to, I think for me, the word is to really care about your clients.
Yeah. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care, sort of thing. Yeah, let me talk a little bit about our clinic. Our clinic's located in Tarpon Springs. We have a phone number, 727-234-9100. And you can find out about our clinic and about our process online we have a website, very simply, diabetestreatmentclinic.com. www.diabetestreatment.com and clinic.com, and you can go on and we'll be glad if you call us. We'll be glad to send you some information and really get this out, because this is a life-changing event. You know, people do not have a chance to cure and stop diabetes, but we have found a way to do that, and it's very, very, our outcomes are unbelievable.
I just have a quick question. Well, go ahead, you have something to say.
I just have a promo to do. Sure. You go ahead with your question first.
Well, my question is, you know, if, you know, my father is diabetic, mm-hmm. and my mother, her mother is diabetic, mm-hmm. and you said sometimes, I overheard you said that sometimes genetics.
It is.
What do you, for people that, because they have a genetic connection to that, is there any sort of remedy for them at all? Is there any sort of hope for them not to be diabetic at all?
There is no cure for diabetes, okay. Unfortunately.
Okay.
It's a progressive disease and it gets worse and worse and worse unless you do something to stop it. And, you know, the only solution has been exercise and diet, and that's not working. That's why it's going up, you know, every year. We're more and more diabetics. Okay. So after 8 years of research, we found a way to stop it, to actually stop the continued decline of diabetes. And not only decline, but give people energy, give them their life back. You know, people come in and we had a minister that was in our St. Augustine. He talked to me. He said, you know, I'm back to doing 2 sermons a day because I've got energy now, right? Mm-hmm. Before I was just exhausted, you know. Same with me. I used to come home every day, have to take a nap. Now, you know, at 10 o'clock at night, I'm looking for something to do. So it's really, really a life-changing thing.
Go ahead, Tim. That is amazing. I am listening, and I'm just learning a lot by listening to you. So anybody has any questions, definitely reach out to find out. And there is a place that's having a grand opening that's one of our clients today. It's their ribbon cutting with the St. Pete Chamber today as we speak at JJ's over on Gandy Boulevard. It's JJ's Market. They have lots of different choices. If you want to eat healthy, they have vegan options. They have all sorts of different things. If you want to go on a picnic, they'll make you a little basket. You can go over on the Gandy Bridge and watch the sunset. But you guys got to go check out JJ's. They're brand new. They've actually been there for a really long time, but this is new ownership. So it's brand new owners. Go check out JJ's at 10535 Gandy Boulevard, St. Pete, or you can give them a call at 727-258-4883.
And we can do that right now, actually. We have Charlie's.
Ribbon cutting. Two of them. His wife's an engineer, and he's something else.
She's a nurse, and he was in the Coast Guard.
Okay. We've got them on the air right now. Charlie's from JJ. Charlie, you there?
You there, Charlie?
I am here, yes.
Congratulations on your grand opening.
Thank you so much.
Ribbon cutting, I mean.
What's that?
The ribbon cutting for today. Was the mayor there?
I don't believe so, unfortunately, but everyone from the Chamber of Commerce was, and today is actually our 9-month anniversary of taking ownership of JJ's.
Wow. Do you have any questions, my young lady here?
I never heard of it, so this is
new
to me.
Have you any questions, Mr. Smarty Pants? With the big words?
No.
But I'm going to tell you that if you want the best sandwich in the world, it's JJ's. What do you think, Charlie?
I would be inclined to agree, personally. I don't want to, you know, toot our horn here, but I like to think that if I was not partial to it, that I would still eat here all the time.
Very good. JJ's, congratulations about the ribbon cutting, and thank you for everything. And tell Ed and Jill that the radio show said hello to them.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And just, we have a minute still. It's 5:50. Just to close with what you want to say.
Yeah. For those out there who have diabetes or know somebody, you know, dear to them that has diabetes, this is certainly worth investigation. You can go online at www.diabetestreatmentclinic.com and learn all about us. Our phone number is 727-234-9100. We're local, and it's a friendly place to go.
And you got me as a customer.
And I got you as a customer, Brian. That's right.
And really quick, if you're in need of any service whatsoever, if you're down and out and you have those, you know, bad situation, remember to get in contact with us at ourcommunityfirst.com. So if you're in need for anything whatsoever, food pantries, clothing, free health care, you name it, go to our website at www.ourcommunityfirst.com. Thank you for listening, folks. And again, welcome guests and great information. I learned a lot from you as well as good diabetic. So thank you for coming on.
You're welcome.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Yeah.